Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. More than 30,000 Haitians with temporary protected status living in Florida will have 9 more months before that status ends. A Trump administration ruling to have the TPS program for thousands of Haitians, Salvadorans, Nicaraguans, and Sudanese end by July of 2019, now extended to January of 2020. Some of the largest pockets of the Haitian diaspora nationwide live here in South Florida. Joining us now is Marlene Bastian, executive director of the nonprofit organization FAMM, Family Action Movement Network, or Haitian Women of Miami. And she is back in studio with us. Ms. Bastian, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Happy New Year. We haven't talked in a while.
Happy New Year. We have not talked in a while, but it's so good to be here.
It has been a very busy couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Since the Trump administration originally announced the end of Haitian TPS, I mean, you've been fighting to get it reinstated, but also fighting to help a lot of these families, mm-hmm. again, thousands of people that are impacted by this. In what ways do you view this recent court ruling as a success? It extends the deadline, but really only until January of next year.
Indeed. It is really actions that were published by the Department of Homeland Security to comply to the judge's injunction in the case of Ramos versus Nielsen, which was filed October 3rd, 2019. So the judge stipulated in that case that if a decision has not been rendered since the case the Trump administration appealed, right? Then they have to publish new rules pertaining to the extension. So this is really an action by the Trump administration to abide by the judge's injunction and then to do what it was ordered to do, which is to not remove these TPS recipients while the case is still pending.
So what is your greatest concern? I mean, July is around the corner now. This isn't January of next year, but I mean, as you've seen, time flies by.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the biggest concern, though, right now?
The biggest concern is that these families have a temporary reprieve, but January 2nd, 2020 is fast coming. And families, they were happy with the news, but they're still concerned about not having a permanent solution.
And by the way, yeah. I mean, people understand that this is, again, temporary, that this is just till January, that this isn't, oh, it's fixed now, everything's fine.
Well, we want to make sure that they understand
okay.
that. At our press event the other day, the 28th, we did indicate that. And then some of the TPS recipients who spoke at this press event did allude to the fact that it is still temporary, that it is about time for Congress to act. And that's why we at FAMM, we are pushing for Congress will introduce a bill March 12 combining TPS and DACA, because both groups have a lot in common.
So the idea behind TPS, again, is to help people who are trying to escape a horrible situation in their country, give them protected status for a little while, mm-hmm. that eventually they could go home. And it's this idea that, well, everything's fine in Haiti, they can go back home. Remind people of what's happening in Haiti.
Well, Haiti is going through a lot of upheaval right now, a lot of political problems. People are on the streets almost daily. Thousands and thousands have taken to the street asking for President Jovenel. They're trying to get President Jovenel Moïse out of office. A lot of young people who are gravely dissatisfied by the lack of progress. And in Haiti, wherever you turn, people are really going to a tough time, no access to education and all. So the situation is in chaos right now. Haiti is in chaos, so we know that there is no way that the Haitians can be returned there. Even the State Department's advisory, warn U.S. citizens from going there. So, and then when we look at Salvador, Nicaragua, right, and Sudan, these are nations that are also in turmoil. So
You probably know this. I mean, this goes back to January. There was an internal government emails that showed that the administration wanted very badly to end TPS for Haitians, and it ignored its own government's research that showed serious health and safety concerns for people living in Haiti. I mean, does that surprise you?
Not at all. And I don't know if you're aware that there are civil lawsuits in addition to this lawsuit. I recently came from Brooklyn, New York to testify in another lawsuit, the Sage versus the Trump administration. And then it's the same, the same arguments were raised that government officials were testified that while they were working for the Obama administration, they did provide documentation that the situation in Haiti is still very, very serious, very is still grave, that people, the conditions are still bad, that people could not return, and then these data were completely ignored. In the hearing, even handwritten notes were provided to show, people discussing the concerns, and then the Trump administration's officials just ignored it, and then terminated TPS anyway. And then this is basically, Louis, the basis of all these four lawsuits that the Trump administration did not use country conditions, did not respect the law by, using country conditions to make this decision, and instead used basically animus per his own actions and words, and then racism to make this decision to terminate TPS.
I'm talking with Marlene Bastian, Executive Director of the nonprofit organization FAM. We are discussing the recent ruling for individuals with temporary protected status, now extended, the deadline extended to January of 2020. Previously, it was July of this year, which is just a few months away. Mm-hmm. In talking with Haitians, as they were getting ready for the deadline, they get this extension, but I want to know what you're hearing from people about what to do next. What comes next? You can't go home. You can't go back to Haiti. Is it going somewhere else? Is it just hiding, staying under, going underground and not being seen? What are people planning?
What they are hoping right now, and then we have a couple of TPS in Washington, D.C. today. So some of our members travel today to Washington to make this case, this very case, that Congress acts. It is time for Congress to act, to find a permanent solutions, because these are members of our community who are deeply rooted in our community. I mean, they are our teachers, our doctors, our PhD students, our organizers, our hotel and restaurant workers. These are people who are part of our communities, and they are deeply rooted, and they contribute financially to our economy while uproot them and send them to nation in turmoil, nation that cannot receive them. So the point I'm trying to say is that the TPS recipients are keenly aware that this is a temporary solution, but they hope in their heart that Congress will finally act.
But have you met anybody who's whether they're thinking they have to sell their home, their business?
Well, they are asking. They are still asking. They come to our center. We have meetings every other Thursday to discuss these issues. Right? Some are still. Continuously assessing their situation, because it's still in the back of their heads. I mean, it constitutes a great deal of anxiety for them. They are constantly thinking about it. Some of them have been advised to assess their cases to see if there are other ways that they can adjust their status. So we are doing all this work with them, and they are keenly aware that this is an unstable situation, and we hope, and then they hope, I think, that this situation will be stabilized.
But what do they think if we reach the deadline and it happens, and so now it's like January arrives? I mean, what are they telling you? I want to know what they're telling you about. Okay, I'm just going to stay, or okay, I'll leave. I got to go find another place to live.
Well, I think they will consider every option to protect their families, to keep their families together. What I can tell you for sure is that I've yet to meet a family member who would leave their children behind. Whatever the decision that they make, they will have to take their children with them. And then there is an estimated 275,000 to half a million children involved here. So this is something to consider. If a permanent solution is not found, we could witness the biggest mass deportation of U.S.-born children to nations in turmoil. So when they talk to me, they don't talk to me about, going somewhere, but they talk to us about their hopes, their yearnings, and their hopes for the future.
Because many of them have children who were born here.
Yes,
so
yes.
So it creates a different, a very interesting situation.
Yes, indeed.
The other thing, too, is thinking about what legal recourse any of these folks have. As you said, you're talking to them about all the different possibilities. But I remember talking to you the last time that everybody's got a different situation, a different story.
Every case is different.
Yeah.
That is why it is so important, and then you really hit it in the nail the last time, for people to go to someone who's qualified, like an immigration lawyer. You know, don't listen to people on the street asking you to bring money. In this case, for example, you don't need to do anything. If you've already re-registered for TPS, you don't need to do anything. Your work permit will be automatically renewed. But everybody has a story is different, which is why we ask you to go to Catholic Charities, come to FAM, go to AIG, go to people who know what they are doing. Don't listen to the notaries and people who are asking you for money, because in this specific case, there is no money to spend. Your work permit will be automatically renewed.
And I want people to know that. And there are people out there trying to scam.
We're already getting calls at our center. Is it true that we have to renew work permit? Is it true that we have to file again? No. If you've already renewed, you don't have to do anything. If you've already re-registered, you don't need to do anything. Your work, if you did not register, you can register now.
Let me finish with this. I want to ask you about, I mean, what lawmakers have you spoken to? Because again, you're pressing Congress to do something, but what have you heard from, you know, our congressional leaders from the area?
Well, they are in support. We know former Congressman Cubello did introduce a bill. There are about 5 bills introduced now, and there is one that will be introduced March 12th. They were the congressional delegation of South Florida is very much in support of finding a permanent solution for TPS and DACA. And
a very vocal one, Congresswoman Donna Shalala.
And then we met with them while they were candidates, and we're meeting with them again. And then we are lucky that they are really in sync with us in terms of finding a permanent solution. And then last year, we had 42 meetings with members of Congress on both sides of the aisles. A lot of them didn't know about TPS. That's why we always try to bring our TPS members, right, to Washington, D.C., so that they can see these people. These are family members with children, with U.S.-born children. These are employers, employees, homeowners, business owners. These are people who contribute. Why will you remove them from this certainty, from this life, right, to send them to an unstable and violent situation? So the lawmakers, we were a little bit surprised that many of them were not aware that this TPS recipients, some of them have been here for a long time, you know, let's take Salvador, for example. Some of them have been here for 30 years, 40 years. You're going to remove these people and send them to Salvador, where gangs are running, you know, amok and threatening, you know, little girls and little boys. This is a very difficult situation. And then Congress needs to ask to act. And then we are happy that the congressional delegation of South Florida is in support, and then we have members in Washington right now to make their case for a permanent solution, Louis, yeah. A permanent solution for families to stay.
I know you have, you're hopeful, you're a hopeful person, and you bring that with you every time you talk, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Again, Marlene Bestjan, Executive Director of the nonprofit organization FAM, or again, talking about this issue of Haitian TPS, because the extension, a court decision that came down recently, extended it to January of 2020 because it was set for July. So we're going to follow up on the story. We'll keep following it and see what's going on and keep you informed. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to see you. Thank you so much.
All right. Still to come, how can we get young people on board with saving the world's coral? We'll tell you all about that coming up next here on Sundial.